Well, hello guys, let's take a real close look at the modern Femon. Oh, it is a wonder to behold. They are quite loud, they're aggressive, and they're angry, even when they're not having a period. They're not very attractive, and a lot of them are overweight. They generally have an ego far bigger than their asses. They have falsies all over them. We all wear basically a truckload of makeup. If they have children, there's no father in sight. Say they have three children, that'll be by probably three different men. They're sleeping all over the place. And generally speaking, most of them have been with hundreds of men before they reach the age of 21. Their tube is a petri dish of bacteria now. STDs, STIs, whatever you want to call it, are rife. Truth and honesty is an alien thought to them. They mostly run scams all the time. And of course their aim is to get the money from the men through false pretenses or blackmail or shakedowns. Generally, most of the modern women nowadays are considered whores and definitely not marriage material or even long-term girlfriend material. They're just a side thing for a pump and dump. And generally speaking, that's what's happening to them. Oh, I remember the days way back in the time when their virginity was the most important thing and treasured by men. Well, you can forget that now. It's a funny thing that femmes don't seem to understand something. When you buy a car, it's very interesting to know how many owners it's had. And of course, it does affect the price or whether you're going to buy it or not. So you're going to buy a car that's about 5 years old. It's had two owners, does have a service history, and hasn't been in an accident, fire or water damage. And of course, the price does reflect the history. Or you get another five-year-old vehicle that's had over 100 owners, no maintenance history at all, and may have been in a couple of wrecks before. And of course, the price reflects the history. I mean, that's such a simple thing to say, maybe even the femmes can grasp that. But probably not. But I know you guys out there can. I mean, these vehicles are a very good price. But would you want a vehicle that's most likely going to be a lemon and a money pit? So guys, you better go Shanks's pony. Seems to be the best way to go today. You take it easy, guys.